We live in a hustle culture that tells us to go, 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 accomplish more. And when you achieve all the things, maybe you will have done enough to earn God's love. Friends, that couldn't be farther from the truth. The truth is, it's not about working faster or smarter or proving yourself to God. It's about slowing down, taking the time to know God and be known by Him, that you have the grace to do what you are called to do. What if you can accomplish more by resting in His goodness and simply being a daughter of the King? That truth is the passion of our guest today, Angela Pitkinoff, and we are so glad that you are here for this episode. Welcome to Living the Reclaimed Life podcast. I'm Denisha. We're glad you're here for conversations that revive hope, inspire healing, and encourage you to live a vibrant life with Christ. So grab a cup of coffee as we chat with today's guest. I am so glad that you joined us here today. I am so excited to introduce you to Angela Pitkinoff. We have just recently connected over social media, and I am so excited for you to get to know her and get to know her heart. Angela is a pastor's wife, a boy mom, a worship leader, and a podcaster. She loves to lead worship and help people to know the heart of God, understand the power of the Holy Spirit, and receive the love of their Heavenly Father in a deep way. On her podcast, which I just binged like the other day, it was so good. It's called The Kingdom Daughters. She shares her desire to help women understand their true identity in Jesus and walk in true freedom that only comes from Him. And I am so excited to just unpack that, Angela, because you said something on your podcast as I was listening. You said to know God and be known by Him, that we get so wrapped up in consumer and hustle culture, but that if we can go from achieving to receiving God's love, like there's some amazing life-giving value in that. When you said that, I was like, oh, we need to have her on. So Angela, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here. Yeah, I think my heart for that came from my life of achieving, you know, just thinking that I had to earn God's love, thinking I had to work towards it, being raised in the church. I grew up in the church, but there was just a season of the church where it was very, do these things, check this, you know, follow the law, do these things. And then you'll be in God's good graces. And I just never understood God's love very well because of that. And so I spent a good portion of my life trying to achieve that, trying to work towards His love, trying to think I had to do all of these things to earn it and to be a good Christian girl and to live that perfect life, you know? And I came to a point where there was just a lot of breakdown. Like I didn't know who I was. When I would make a mistake, I would feel so defeated and so down. And I would get to places where I didn't know what to do, because all I knew was, oh, please forgive me, Lord. And I was begging, Lord, but please forgive me. And I finally got to a point where I just got so low, and we ended up at a Christian counselor. And I remember the counselor, he was kind of prophetic, and he was telling me, like, you got to stop chasing after these achieving things. You got to break off that performance base, because God just loves you. You're His daughter. And he was telling me about the story of the woman with the issue of blood. And of course, I've heard this story multiple times throughout my life. But in the story, you know, you hear about her being healed. You hear about her, you know, fighting through the crowds and getting past everyone. And even though she was sick, she fought through, and all she had to do was touch Him and she was healed. But not only was she healed, and this is what broke me in that moment, was He calls her daughter in that moment. He says, go and be healed. And but He doesn't only shift to her healing physically. He says, He calls her daughter in that moment. And so He takes her into His family in that moment as well. And he changes her identity, not only from physical, but emotional too, because she had been ill for so long. And we think about when we have issues, sometimes we take that on as an identity. Sometimes we think, oh, well, I just have the problem of, you know, insecurity. I'm just insecure. So that's who I am, you know, but it's like, or whatever it is, you know, that was me. I'm like, well, I'm just insecure and God loves me. And that's the way it is. But it's like, no, when we walk in who he has called us to be and who he's, we're his daughters and that's it. We don't have to be those other things. We just have to rest in his goodness, his love, and knowing that he doesn't call us anything else but his kids. He doesn't say all these other things about us that we call ourselves. He says, no, you're my daughter and I love you just for being you, just for living on this earth because I gave you breath in your lungs this morning. And yeah, so that's kind of where my heart is for that, because I feel like there's women everywhere who just don't even understand that. Don't even understand that they're just a daughter. That's it. They don't have to achieve. They just have to sit in God's presence and say, yes, Lord, I receive your grace. I receive your love and I receive your peace in that.
That was awesome. That was awesome. It made me think that, you know, when you said that, like, you just get to sit in being his daughter. We just get to sit and rest. Mm-hmm. That sounds amazing. But because I'm an achiever as well, because I am an achiever, I'm so used to running at that pace. I'm so used to having those expectations on me that when you say rest and stop, that almost sounds as much as like my brain goes, that means just sit at his feet, right? Just rest in his presence. But my heart goes, but I know how to do this. I know how to achieve. I know how to perform. I know the like the check marks, right, that I've personally laid for myself. Right. Is that something that you find that women struggle with? Like that it's almost easier to keep doing what we're doing than it is to just stop and rest at his feet. Is that something that you see come up with women?
I would say yes, because we are doers. We are the multitaskers, right? That's something that is a badge of achievement for us, you know, that we can do all the things. We can be a mom and we can help at the school and we can, you know, go to the church and work at the church and help there and volunteer in different areas, and we can make dinner and we can clean and cook and all these things. You know, we kind of can think of that as a badge of honor, like that we can do all of these things, which is great. But it can also burn us out very quickly. And that is where, sadly, with women, we get the highs and the lows sometimes, because we are like, yes, we can do it. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, I'm overwhelmed. This is too much. I can't do this anymore. And we get to breaking points where instead, if we can just learn to rest in the Lord, because it starts there. It starts with resting in him and understanding who we are in him. When we know those things, then everything else comes together, because God already knows our strengths, right? He already knows that we can do all those things. He already knows that we can multitask and we can do those things. But it's so much easier when we partner with him, when we say, okay, Lord, I just want to rest in you. I want to just know that I'm your daughter. Help me through this day to get all the things that I'm supposed to get done, not all the things that I think I need to get done, but what am I supposed to get done with you? Because another thing with that is we get so busy trying to do all the things. A lot of times we miss what God's trying to do in us through the day. We miss, you know, that encouraging word we're supposed to give to a friend, or we're supposed to help someone at the grocery store that needs prayer or just needs a hug or a smile. You know, we miss sitting down and looking our kids in the face and saying, I love you, or really hearing what they're saying to us. We miss those things. We miss those opportunities when we're just so busy. And I'm guilty of that. I am 100% guilty of that. And obviously it's a work in progress always, you know, just seeking after the Lord and chasing him. But those days that we can just remember to just sit in his presence and to just know we don't have to achieve those things. We don't have to perform in a certain way. We just have to be his kid. There's so much peace in that. And there's so much release in that.
I can feel that even as you say that. Like that feels good. mm-hmm. you know, just to find that rest in him. That feels good to, and then I think, but what about all these things that I have to do during the day? And you just totally captured that when you said, if we sit with him, he knows what we have to do. Sometimes we put too much on ourselves, I think, too. I know my to-do list is like not even human. Like, yeah. I think there needs to be four of me like to complete yeah. my to-do list every day. So I tend to go to bed like feeling defeated a little bit, you know, like I didn't get all the things done. But what you just said was that if we can rest at his feet, if we can just sit there and rest and be with him, then he will structure our day. He'll structure the things he wants us to do. Like right. texting a friend, or I think we do miss that. I know I miss that when I'm like running 90 miles an hour. And I know you have kiddos. I have kiddos like running. How many kids do you have? How many boys do you have?
Three.
Okay. Yeah. You're a busy mama. Yeah. I have three kids as well, but they're a little bit older. So I have 18, 16, and 10. What are the ages okay. of your boys?
Mine are similar, 15, 13, and almost 11.
Okay. So yeah. yes, busy mama driving yeah. everywhere still, right?
Yes.
So yeah, taking that time to hear him, like to hear his promptings of, mm-hmm. you know, to message someone, or that's so life-giving. But I have to be honest, I forget how life-giving that is. Like as yeah. you were describing the rest part, I was like, oh, like I could feel my body relaxing. Yeah. Like that was what I was made to do.
Right.
But yet I've distorted it into all the busyness.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, because that's our culture. It's a hustle culture, right? We're in this, you got to do, you got to be your best. And like, you know, boss mom and all these things. And that's where we have to break away and say, okay, I'm in the world, but not of the world. Right. And I can achieve things and I can go after my goals and go after my dreams and those things God has put in my heart. But it all stems from being connected to him, being connected to our Father and the vine, right? And just sitting in him, and it'll all come together, right? When we seek him first, all these things are added to him, right? So
I think I need that reminder often.
Me too. I do too. I'm preaching to myself.
Yeah, no kidding. Huh? Well, and you have the Kingdom Daughters. .com is your website. And how do you encourage women through there? How can women kind of connect to your heart through that resource also?
So I have a Facebook group of about 100 women in there right now. And it's just a place that I like to go in there and encourage women on the daily. I really believe in community. I believe that we as people are created for community, but women especially, we need each other. We need each other. And sadly, I believe that the enemy uses isolation. And then that is where the busyness comes into. We get so busy, we separate ourselves because we're checking off things on our list that we don't have a community. And I hear that a lot from women, that they don't have community, they don't have friends, they have a hard time making friends, they have a hard time connecting. And that, I believe, comes from the fact that we're not stopping and saying, let's get coffee. We're not intentional about it. And so my heart behind that Facebook group is to just build community. The other day, one of the girls just said, I really need prayer. I'm having a hard time. And it was just like the biggest blessing because I jumped in and said something, but like 10 other women were like, boom, 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 boom. Encouragement, prayer, you know, and that in itself is so life-giving. Like even if it's people you don't know face-to-face, you don't meet with them in person necessarily, but just being able to be uplifted by each other is so, so, so important. So yeah, that's one of my things that I love to do. And that's my heart behind the podcast too, is just to encourage women in their walk with the Lord, help them to know who they are, to be reminded of that daily, to be reminded to sit in God's presence, like just sit in his presence, just know who you are in him, know his word, get into his word. I was writing some things down the other day and I felt Holy Spirit was like, say this. And it was like, why do we try to like go through our battle throughout the day? Why do we try to battle things without a weapon? And because we don't get into God's word. God's word is our sword, right? It's there for a reason. He gave it to us to help us with our life. And a lot of times we don't even spend any time in there. And then we wonder why throughout the day we're having such a hard time. You know, we're not prepared for the things that are coming against us, which is going to happen as a Christian woman. We're not prepared because we haven't rested in his presence and we haven't gotten into his word.
That's so good. That's such a good just reminder is, you know, sometimes we'll, is for those of us who are achievers, is that, can that tend to be sometimes another checklist? Like, okay, yep, read my Bible. But what I love about your heart, what I'm hearing from you is that of getting into it, of using it as that weapon, of taking it with us throughout our day to conquer, you know, whatever comes our way, because we are going to have to conquer some things, ladies. Yes. And just, yeah, being able to take that out of not just our, you know, quiet time, but being able to take that throughout our day as well.
Yeah, I am a firm believer that we have the power and authority through Jesus to use God's word as a weapon throughout our day and also as an encouragement. Like, our words have power. And I think it's funny that the world has kind of taken that on too, like manifestation and all these things, right? But that's like, that's a biblical principle, but it's not us saying, oh, I can do this, I can do this. It's saying, through Jesus, I can do all things, right? I am strong because of him, and I'm redeemed. I'm chosen. I'm called. These are all scripture based, right? When we know his word, and that way, because one of the things I struggled with and I still struggle with, I don't know, I feel like this is probably going to be relatable, but I struggle mentally because I think the enemy just knows, like, he just beats me up in my head because I, like you were saying before you go to bed, when you don't finish the checklist, you just beat yourself up. Like, I didn't accomplish this. I failed here. I said this wrong. I did this wrong. I didn't hug my child today, whatever it is, you know, he comes in and he starts telling us we're not worthy. We're worthless. We messed up. We did it wrong. It can be very easy to just sit in those times and go, you're right. I am a mess. I did this wrong. I'm a screw up. I keep messing up. I can't get it right. But that's not from the Lord. That's not from the Lord. That's not how God talks to us. He doesn't speak to us that way. And so it's us saying, I had to come to a point of saying, recognizing that that wasn't God's voice. Because a lot of times you can mix it up like, oh, well, maybe God's trying to teach me something. Well, yeah, he does do that, but he doesn't defeat us. He doesn't tell us things in ways that make us feel unworthy and not in a good place. He comes to us with love and says, hey, let's work on this, you know, not you can't do this. You're never going to do this, you know? So hearing those different voices and understanding and saying, nope, that's a lie. And I believe in God's word, and God's word says, I am more than a conqueror, right? And using his word to combat that, because, and then it's funny. I remember talking to a friend and she was saying that she started using worship and word, his word, when she would hear the lies. And it's like, when you use it as a cue, like instantaneously, it's automatic. Like, I'm going to use the word against anything that comes against me. He's not going to use that tactic anymore on you, because now all you're doing is quoting scripture and worshiping. He's not going to want to do that anymore, because now you're using it as a tool against him, you know? So he'll try to come a different way, you know? So it's just like any enemy attack, right? If they keep coming at you a certain way and now you've built up a huge wall, they're not going to come that way anymore because it's too hard, right? So anyway.
I love that. I remember hearing one time that conviction, so the difference between condemnation and conviction, right? Mm-hmm. Is that condemnation says, you lied, you're a liar. Right. You did this, you are this, which gets back to that identity piece in us, right? Mm-hmm. But then that conviction, when the Lord, that he says, man, you are too awesome for that. Like, you know, you're better than this. Come on, we got this. Let's pull you up. So conviction spirals us towards the Lord. It brings us closer to him. Mm-hmm. And condemnation spirals us down to believe the lies of the enemy. Mm-hmm. So that is a great, I love what you said, that the word can really help us like cut that truth from the lies and see where the enemy's coming in versus where God's trying to correct something with us. But that's such a big difference that we are not what we do. And that the word of God just speaks that over and over and over again, you know?
Yep. That is, I love that. That's really, really good. The identity is you, the shifting it, like you said, you lied, you're a liar. So now that's who you are, not, and it all comes down to partnering with that. When we make the decision in that moment to be like, I am a liar, you know, we've now just partnered with that lie instead of saying, no, I made a mistake. I lied, but thankfully I can walk in Jesus's grace for my life and forgiveness. And Lord, I repent for that. I shouldn't have lied. And I'm really sorry. Please forgive me. I can walk in forgiveness and grace in that moment. There's such a difference in those two roads, because when you partner with a lie, then you literally start walking down that road. Like, well, I guess I'm a liar, so this is just what I do, yeah. You know, instead of saying, no, it's not true. That's not true. I made a mistake. Yes. And I'm going to make amends, you know, and Jesus, thankfully, Jesus' grace covers all. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, and that's taking our thoughts captive, right? To the obedience of Christ. That's agreeing with what he said.
Right.
That partnering with the enemy, we do start to walk that out. And so what happens when we start partnering with that truth, the truth of what God says, we start to walk that out.
Absolutely.
And I want that road.
Yes.
I want that road. I'll fight the enemy with the word of God in order to get to that road. But I don't, for me, sometimes I'll catch myself. I won't realize I'd partnered with that lie until I'm down the road a little bit. And then something else happens, or somebody comes to me with something. And I'm like, wait, this isn't who I don't normally respond this way. What's going on? And I can almost take it back to the minute that I sat down with the enemy and said, okay, I agree with you on this.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I didn't realize it. So that's such a huge just tool that we have is to say, here's what God has to say. Here's who I am in Christ. Look out. Like we're unstoppable through Jesus.
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
We are. It's true. I think that's another thing women need to hear is like, we are unstoppable with him. Like, back to the achieving thing, you know, like we try to achieve all these things on our own and then we feel overwhelmed and we feel like, oh, we can't do this, holding all these balls in the air and all these things. And then at the end of the day, when we dropped all the balls, we feel defeated in ourselves and we're down. And then we end the day feeling like we couldn't do it. But with Jesus, we can do anything when we going back to knowing who we are in him, resting in him. He can walk us through the whole day and partnering with him. We can achieve all those things. We can get all our checklist done with joy, with peace, with all the things that he gives us, and then go to bed with grace and mercy and love when we walk in that. So
I love that. Let's have those days. Yeah. Let's stick in those days. That is a discipline that is beautiful. I love it. Well, I'm hearing also you say a lot about like just taking those thoughts captive, creating those habits of rest. Recently on your podcast, you talked about different habits. Is there anything on there that you'd like to touch on?
Yeah, I think that getting into habits and actually in the interview with Tina, she said, and I thought this was so good. She said, turning a spiritual discipline into a delight. And it's more about, cause habits can sound ritualistic or religious sometimes when we're like, get in the habit, you know, and I was catching myself. But what I mean is when we set ourselves up for success by getting into habits, it's just like any other thing. When we want to get healthier, and we want to get exercising, we do a routine. We say every morning, I'm going to get up at 6 o'clock or whatever time, and I'm going to work out right away, right? When we physically want to help ourselves, it's very easy to be like, yeah, I'm in a routine. I want to get into routine, because once we get into a routine, it'll be easier. you know, once we do it 20 days in a row, that 21st day is not going to be that hard. It's the first couple of days that's hard. Well, the same thing is in our spiritual disciplines. We need to get our Bible out and open it every day, even if it's just that. I remember someone when I was in high school saying that, just if you aren't used to reading your Bible, just pull your Bible out and touch it every day. Get in the habit of just touching it every day so that it's a part of your day, you know? Because when you're a kid, it's a little bit harder to get into those routines. But getting in the routine of saying, today I'm getting up and I'm going to read 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be this lengthy, drawn out thing. Because I think people get overwhelmed by that. We get in there 5 minutes a day and just read His word and make it a routine, make it a habit so that it becomes a regular part of your day. Well, my full belief is that, and we talk about this more in that conversation too, is the more we read, the more we want, because God's word doesn't return void. Like, it's active and living, and it's His word, and He's speaking to us. And every single day you could read the same scripture and God, Holy Spirit, can speak something completely different. Not that His truth changes, not that word changes, but the perspective on that verse could change in our lives. And that is an amazing thing, that God's word can do that. And that He can speak to us over and over and over with something so life-giving and so amazing. And so the more we dive into His word, the more we get into a habit of reading and worshiping and spending time with Him and sitting in His presence. That's everything, you know, we've talked about. Make it a habit. 5 minutes, I'm going to read His word, and 5 minutes, I'm going to sit here and rest in His presence. The more we do those things, the more we're going to have a hunger and a desire that's birthed inside of us for more. And then all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I just sat in His word for an hour. I didn't see that coming, you know?
And I want more.
I'm late. Oops, I have somewhere to be, you know? Because you won't even realize it, because you have a desire for that. So
it really does. The more you're in it, the more of a hunger that you do get. That was a great way to say that. Yeah.
That's definitely.
So cool. Well, I really appreciate this conversation and just speaking into just who we are and who God's created us to be, not to achieve. I go back to what you said, from achieving to receiving God's love. And there's a rest in just that statement alone, Angela. Yes. So neat. I'm like, So I hope that our listeners today are encouraged to just, that the word of God is living and active in our lives, as you said, and that it is such a sword and a weapon as we go through our day and all of the things that we battle, and that finding our time to rest in His presence can make such a big difference in our day. I love everything that you shared, and I love your heart. And I'm super excited to have you on again. I know that you have a bunch of resources out for women as well. You have a 5-day devotional. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and where we can find it?
Yeah. So if you go to thekingdomdaughters.com, there's a link there that you can grab that. It's just a devotional to get you started on your identity journey. Just a few things in there that just talk about being loved and just starting you in the process of understanding who you are. I believe that when it goes back to knowing who you are. When we are rooted in that simple truth that we're daughters of Him, that He loves us just for being who we are, so much freedom and peace comes from that in our life journey. And so that's my devotional for that. And then I also have a biblical affirmations. It's another free resource. I am a huge advocate, like I said, about using our words. And so I just have some biblical affirmations in there. I say biblical because it's not a manifestation situation. It's using God's word to say what He says about us. And my encouragement is, if you do download that, put it on your mirror in your bathroom and look at yourself in the mirror when you say these things. It's very intimidating for women to do that, to look at themselves and speak life. I don't know why that is. We have a hard time with that, but it's so important to look at yourself and to say these things, to say, I am loved, I'm chosen, I'm redeemed, I'm called. When you look at yourself and you say it, it's more, there's a belief that comes, I think, alongside seeing yourself speak it out, but also using your words to speak the scripture. So that's in there too.
And that is so biblical, right? I think I just looked it up while you were saying that, but Job 22:28 states, we decree a thing and it shall be established. And that's what we're doing, right? We're decreeing. There's the, like, you know, like you said, reap what you sow. There's the, you know, we're not putting something out there into the universe and hoping it manifests, you know,
right?
We're speaking the word of God. We're saying we are chosen, we are called, we are his beloved.
Right.
And that changes something in us because that's such truth. You know, we're not calling in like the lotto winnings or anything, but so I love that. Decree a thing and it will be established. I think that's probably one of both of our prayers for the women, you know, who we get to minister to, is that what God has established in them would be rooted and take action and walk out in their lives. That it wouldn't just be something we know or something we have on a shelf, but something would actually transform our lives. So I love that you have that, like, declaring the word and declaring those biblical affirmations. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.
Very cool. And then you have a podcast also.
Yes. My podcast is The Kingdom Daughters. And like I said, my whole heart behind it is just to encourage you to know who you are and to walk out the goodness of God in your life. So, and I love that, what you just said, it's 100% that, for it to take root, declare the goodness of God over your life and to let it sink in, let all that sink in. When we're rooted in those truths, then the fruit that comes out is all good things.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, Angela, thanks so much for being with us today. I would love to have you back on sometime and hear your heart on worship too. I would love, as a worship leader, to hear your heart on that sometime. So we'll have to have you back on.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, you can connect with Angela at thekingdomdaughters.com and also Kingdom Daughters Podcast. So we'll see you same time, same place next week. Thanks for listening. I pray you found hope in today's conversation and maybe even feel a little less alone in your story. Stay connected with us on Facebook and Instagram at Reclaimed Story. Want to learn more about living a reclaimed life and how you can be a part of our growing community of reclaimers? Check out our website at reclaimedstory.com. All of those links and more will be in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this inspirational podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Not only will you be the first one to know when new content comes out, but it is also a huge help in helping us reach more people to live the reclaimed life. Thank you.